Gang, you want to come to the biggest show the RU Garbage has ever done?
New York City, New York.
That's right. We're going to be at Town Hall May 9th. Do yourself a favor. Grab the squad. Grab some tickets. I want to see everybody there.
Yeah, it's a good time. Live stand-up. Plus, we play AYG with the crowd. You've seen the clips. It's a good time. It's your chance to get your garbage question read live at a very nice theater that we shouldn't be in. RUGarbage.com for tickets.
Welcome to another exciting edition of Are You Garbage? The show where you find out if your favorite comedians are classy individuals or absolute trash. Now, here are your hosts, Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
Hey, everybody out there, and welcome back to everybody's favorite podcast. This is Are You Garbage? Little show, we sit down with your favorite comedians, and we find that they're good to be classy.
Yeah.
If they're just a big old piece of trash.
Trash, trash, trash.
I'm your host, H. Foley, coming at you on a lovely day. We're out back here at Tootie's in a new edition.
Mm-hmm.
She's trying to make some dinner reservations for us tonight. She wants us all to go out as a family.
Okay.
She wants to have a nice meal
mm-hmm.
and then run out on the check.
I'm with it.
Keep it all together. You down?
Family bonding activity.
Got your running shoes on? She said bring a little bag of roaches just in case. Sprinkle them on the plates so we get a free... My co-host is coming at you from across the table.
Christ.
He is the CEO of RU Garbage. He is an international businessman. Can be very crude sometimes to creative talent. Give it up for KJ, Kevin James Ryan.
What up, gang?
I've been working on that all goddamn
day. No. 2 seconds before we start, he said, hold on, give me a second.
That's how I do it.
I like to be in the moment. What up, gang? Thanks for tuning in. As always, please make sure you rate, view, subscribe on iTunes. Full video available on YouTube, as you know those numbers are.
Twitter up.
Cooking. And obviously the greatest website of all time. You go over there, www.patreon.com/RUGarbage. You get up to 3 bajillion hours mm-hmm. worth of bonus content. Then my second favorite website. If you ever want to go see a live show, if you're in New York City,
sure.
I don't know, on May 9th, and you want to hang with the boys, go over to RUGarbage.com, get tickets to that Town Hall show,
the
gang.
The beautiful Town Hall Theater.
It's a beautiful theater, you know.
Are we going to look out of place in there?
Oh, yeah. Man. Toby's going to be hitting the vape. They're going to have the cops after us.
I'm wearing my best Hawaiian shirt.
Get it custom made.
One of only two. Gang, how about a nice shout out to our producer extraordinaire, the old magic man. Makes mm-hmm. us all look good. Works the ones, the twos, the threes, and the fours. He crosses the T's and he dots the I's. And I'm having deja vu. Give it up for T-Bone McScruffins. Toby McMullen, everybody.
What up, boys?
Hey,
what up,
pal.
T-Bone?
Ah, man, I walked outside. Beautiful, clear skies. I'm ready for a summer day. I'm ready to pop open a damn fire hydrant and have mm-hmm. a New York City summer. It's freezing.
Yeah, hey, it looks nice, but it's cold.
Ready to commit crimes? Is that what you're going to do? Huh? Open fire hydrants?
You know, you got to make sure the pressure's good. I'm doing dangerous. The city a favor.
Listen, that's a thing, obviously, in most major cities. You know, they get the water plug, they open it up. On a hot day, man, when I was living in that apartment in Washington Heights with no air conditioning, hot summers.
Would you go down there and mix it up with the kids?
No. Down there with a pool noodle fucking hitting somebody. Chicken fights.
You got ribs going.
Polio fights.
Oh, I was thinking you're in like a lifeguard suit spinning a whistle.
No running. No horseplay, guys. No. But you'd be walking down the block and you'd be on the subway. The subway was so hot. Then the elevator up was so hot. The tunnels are hot.
Sure.
And you get out and you're just hit with more hotness. Humid, muggy. But then you turn that corner. And, man, it really does. The temperature of the block goes
get
down.
Get called fat ass a couple of times. Really cool you off.
Give me some of them Doritos. What? Man, the temperature goes down. It lowers the temperature on the block. Like, cool. Because
sure.
That's like coming from the center of the earth or something. I don't know where that water's coming from.
Till the bodega catches on fire and you're all screwed.
Sure.
I used to work at a restaurant that had outdoor seating, very elegant. And in the summer, they would have a little line going around, and it sprayed mist.
Yeah.
Like on the vegetables.
Dude, that was the first time I...
You know what I'm talking about?
At the grocery store.
There ain't nothing classier than that thing spraying. Man, it makes that fruit look
that's
fresh.
That's new, and that's kind of everywhere at this point. But I remember, dude, remember the first time... have you ever seen... It was to keep the bugs out or the cold, like, it would be like the fan blowing by the door, like, down. It was like a wall.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
of,
yeah. When you walk in.
I think it, does that, can you see what, I thought it was bugs, but maybe it helps keep the air conditioning in
I think
as well.
I think it's bugs and the AC, and I know that a
the
lot of places.
The first time I saw one of them.
In the winter, they have that. When you open the door and walk in, you get a blast of heat that comes down on you.
Yeah, that air, dude, I remember being
get
somewhere.
Get the lice off you.
With me, my dad, and my brother all going, what the hell is, we're all putting our hand through it and stuff, dude. We were fucking shocked.
The wait staff is just standing there staring at
you. We were on vacation somewhere.
First time indoors, boys?
We where we're like, no, my brother's like, go take a look at that. I ran up, man.
Anything that shocks
us. Sir, if you're not staying here, you can't be inside.
You're heating a hot dog up underneath it. Anything that shocks the family as a family is usually pretty trashy.
Yes.
When everyone's around, oh, my God, you see that?
Everyone's shocked by it. That was one of those things that sticks in my brain of my family saw that technology for the first time in the 90s. And we, my dad, who owns a mechanical contracting company, was stumped by it.
It's like when you watch Funniest Home Videos for the first time as a family.
Sure.
Oh, man, Harry, that was the peak of comedy right there. I'll tell
some
you
guy
that.
Getting hit in the nuts or hit in the head with a board or something.
Shout out to Mr. Saget.
The name for this device is awesome.
Air blaster.
Schmeller.
Air curtain.
Yeah, air curtain. That's what
that's
it's called.
Pretty good.
Yeah. An air curtain is a device that creates a barrier of air across the entire opening of a door that separates two environments. This is official.
Man.
This feels like when the guys go in the labs and it's like...
Yeah, it's very. Oh, that's what, yeah. I felt like a DNA scientist.
What is that for? What is that for? By the way, what dust is really that bad?
They gotta blast all the E. coli off you and stuff.
No, I mean when they're like building microprocessors and stuff like that. Or you see them in NASA.
Microprocessors, Frank.
When they walk in and then they have to, you gotta do all that stuff.
Yeah, I think it gets
static free environment. I think they call it
clean room.
No trouble.
Oh man, you
don't want any drama in there.
Walk into that room and bankrupt a company.
Man. What are you guys doing with your boogers? What?
But it keeps the cold air in, hot air out, and bugs and stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Imagine being a bug and hitting that.
Man.
Johnny, we're home now! Fucking.
God damn.
Hit the brakes.
They would probably take a pigeon out, too. Fucking throw him into the ground, toot sweet.
It's knocking your fat ass on the ground.
It's like Twister. I'm holding on to something.
Oh, man, I was leaving a Thai place by my apartment, and they had a little vestibule. And there was a pigeon in it. That was high stakes, man.
Oh, man.
Doing Thai food?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
I would have to go out the back door. If there was a pigeon in a vestibule, I don't mess with that. Those things, they're a knife fight to begin with.
I like when there's birds in the mall. Or when you see a bird indoor.
I was just at a mall not too long ago. There was a bird in the food court. And I'm like, how long has he been in here?
He's working.
He's got a chain wallet on from Spencer's.
Working at a sunglass hut.
Hey, if you're not going to buy, get the hell out of here.
Hoo-wee. Gang, we're here for what we like to call a family episode.
Yes.
It's just the boys, the bozos, and the homies. Just the way we like it. I like to circle the wagons every once in a while. Check in. Have a good time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sounds like you're okay. Big man's on one today. Kooky patooky.
Those screwballs.
I know.
But Toby gave me this water. I think he dosed me.
Yeah. Toby was screwing the cap back on the water. He's like, here, this is for you.
You thought,
like,
that was going to fly.
That's correct. I
wasn't screwing it back on. I was making sure it was unopened.
In my eyes.
Yeah, your big meat hook turning around. He's not going to go for that. I enjoy it. I like the germs.
What? You don't like to suck down some of these big dick beaters been on?
Hey, one step closer. Hello. Maybe mine will grow. I don't know. Maybe that shit's contagious, like COVID.
Sprinkle some of that schmegma on me.
Yeah, dude. Give me some of that hog. I got nothing.
Big hog.
Tanking.
Gang, so as you know, when you join a Patreon, we'll answer your garbage question on the air, and we got a couple of humdingers.
Ah, love it.
This one, I just put it together. This one's from Anita Heater.
Anita Heater?
I just realized it, dude. That good. Heater, H-E-E-D-E-R.
It's good.
Anita Heater.
Anita Heater.
$10 homie, never had one read. Is it garbage that my mom had me sleep in my outfit for the next day if we were starting a road trip early?
Ooh.
That was big. Like, I feel like even minutes back in it was like, you got to get, we'd shower the night before. I get it, but it's like, how on time, how early do we have to be here?
I don't know, man, but
like waking up and you're on the road in 6 minutes?
Yeah.
Let me brush my goddamn teethies.
You don't know what Patty Foley was like in the morning in the 80s. She would lie to you. She would say it was 20 minutes later than it was. She'd come in, get up, freak out, scare the shit out of you. You know why I have that alarm that reminds me of my mother's sweet tone in the morning. Never that, though.
Waking up into a Patty Foley psyop.
Oh, man. Yeah, no shit.
Where are the codes? What? She's blasting Metallica.
Screaming the Russians are coming. Holy shit. That's crazy.
You're hogtied.
But they was...
It's real Gitmo shit.
She's wearing a German helmet. There was something ready to go about those moments of a road trip or whatever.
It felt like planning.
It felt like you were getting up at 4 a.m., which we did one
sometimes,
time.
Sometimes, yeah. We did, we had, I played hockey for a handful of years in my early.
Professional?
Yeah. Overseas.
South America.
That's that, you know, that ice time, it's early, early call, like fucking 5:15s, 5:45s, that kind of shit. And my dad, he was up with the ass crack at dawn anyway, not a bit of a light sleeper.
Having a coffee.
Oh, yeah.
And a heater, I'd assume.
Yeah, so coffee, heaters, and like sometimes you would get a little ready at home of like, you know, I got something on, because it's such a big process, all that gear.
Sure.
So then it's, you get there, you got to set up if you're running late. So sometimes kids would be like, oh, I already have my fucking, you know, the pants on.
The pants on with the pads.
Pants are pad, dude. I'm not.
You're sleeping with a goalie mitt on.
Stick save, dude. I'm not even fucking around. One time, we were pulling up, and my buddy got out of the car, which was like a 45-minute ride because it was an away game. He got out of the car in full gear,
skates,
and he had like the cover on them, helmet. Everything, dude, sitting in a Toyota Corolla with a helmet.
Kid's a goddamn winner.
Dude, gloves, everything. I wanted to be like, when did you sleep in that? That's fucking insane. And also, I remember it was one of those cars that had the mechanical
seatbelt.
So he's probably all wrapped up in there with the stick and shit.
Things are weird.
Dude, the world's sweatiest feet on that kid.
Oh man.
That hockey stuff stinks.
Dude, imagine pulling up next to him and being like, what the fuck? You're at a stoplight and there's a kid mid-line shift next to you?
You got a game today, buddy? No.
What kind of game?
He's just going, well, I come out of this box, I'm coming after you.
Yeah.
I don't ever remember sleeping in my clothes.
No, the big thing was shower. Like, if we had something, it was shower the night before because I'm not getting everybody showered or tubby time or whatever it was.
Did you remember, I didn't know showering in the morning was an option as a kid.
I thought it was like a federal law. Kids had to shower at night.
At night.
And parents got to do it in the morning.
And your hair was just going to be fucked up all day.
Dude,
and real staticky.
The worst.
It's crazy how you learn that. Like, learning not to wash my hair every day because it gets, you know, it's thin, fine, and it gets real staticky and bad. And knowing that, I mean, think of how much better of a student I might have been.
A little morning whoosh over the face.
Yeah. Cold
plunge.
If in elementary school, I would have known to got up, take a nice shower, brush my teeth, all that kind of stuff, coffee in a heater, and then head off to grade school. It seemed to work for my old man. He used to spring out the door.
The first time I learned the difference in that, the first time I took not even a bath. I thought, obviously, baths to me were for kids. Showers were for adults.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I took a shower in the morning before elementary school was at my dad's after the divorce, and I, like, hit a, like, whatever, like, because he was a single dad when
That's
he had us.
That's divorced dad shit right there.
Dude, I remember not even a tub.
Making your own breakfast.
It was a stand-up shower, and I was confused, dude. I'm like, give me a dry run here. I don't know what's, I felt like I was in prison, dude. I was nervous and scared, and he's like, hurry up. He's in there, like, drying his, he's, like, getting ready next to me. I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
You're standing there with your rubber ducky?
Yeah.
You have to wait for me, buddy. I'll be back, I swear.
Yeah, that was, I remember that was a blue bathroom, and it was a wake up. That house was so unfinished, dude. So unfinished.
Man, the no tub. You don't know what's going on.
Well, that was in the master bed. That was in the bathroom off his room. But me and my brother slept on like two single beds that looked like, you know, where Al Qaeda would hide. It was rough. And then he redid my sister's bedroom, I think trying to. They bumped heads a lot.
Sure.
Due to the divorce.
Trying to keep her happy.
So he was like, I'll go out. And he bought her like I'm really going to make it nice. And man, the rest of the house was like a fucking, we were going to the mattresses. It was like
a two bedroom in Fallujah.
It was like a stakeout house, dude. Who's getting sandwiches?
Hey, what does forget about it mean?
My dad comes in with a fucking AR-15 in a trash bag. back in our cars in the garage. Yeah, it was, that made me, because he was like, I'm not fucking giving you a bath. You're 12 years old, kid. Get in there and be somebody.
If I call the cops on me, you little freak, this
is a setup. I already got the courts breathing down my neck about custody.
Plus, you're fully dressed in the hockey stuff.
Probably standing in the shower.
I've told you this, but I always think about it. The only time we ever really did something like that, where it was like all hands on deck, we're leaving early, everybody ready, was when we drove to Texas from Mountaintop. We left in the middle of the night. They put down the seats in the back. We had the hatchback. All the clothes and stuff were pushed to the back, and we got to lay down and look at the roof. Best time ever.
Yeah, pretty good.
Good times.
I got a morning time growing up question for you, kids.
Sure.
Did you have a different meal on test days?
Yeah.
What?
I want to say so. On like not like vocab tests, but like standardized test days. That was like,
how would they know?
Because like we had the PSSAs, or like the state mandated you had to take them in like 8th grade and 10th grade and 12th grade or something. Oh, you had to do them.
Yeah, my mom.
Oh, I'm sure I did them, but.
PSSAs, I think they were called.
They were like, make sure you get brain food. My mom would whip up an egg sandwich that would knock your dick in the dirt.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I lied about having tests sometimes.
Huh.
I got a test every day this week. Just really cranking them out.
Improve the breakfast situation.
I would do that with carbohydrates. Tell her I was running a marathon the next day. Mm-hmm. Got to load up a little fettuccine for breakfast. See what I did there?
I saw.
Your parents, I don't feel like the PSTs, what are they called?
I think they were called the PSSAs or something.
No.
SATs. Yes. PSATs.
PSATs. Maybe that, the SATs, they knew
pretty
about.
Pretty stupid. Sure are.
They knew about that stuff, but I don't think they were aware of when I had things like that going on. Maybe picture day and stuff like that. They throw a nice shirt on me.
Sure.
That's about it.
Uh-huh.
But they weren't aware of that stuff. I don't think. They weren't that up on my schooling. My brother a little bit. I'm telling you, at a real young age, they knew this kid's dumb. This ain't going to work.
That checks out.
Dumping the resources in that. Take your Toastem and get out of the house. Fat ass.
Hey, rude. The hell? Is that? Hey, there's no icing. Need to make it personal.
Hey, there's no icing on this. Shut up.
Shut up, you fat ass. Damn. I love you too, Ma.
My brother's getting tuna fish. Liquid IV, Liquid IV, Liquid IV. Oh, gang, summer's coming. It's getting hot. You like boozing? Huh? You like going out and getting banged up? You're going to need something to revitalize yourself in the morning. Or my advice is the night before.
That's my advice.
Knock down a Liquid IV, maybe a Tylenol or two. Get yourself straightened
Stealing
out.
Stealing my tricks.
Liquid IV is the absolute best. It quenches your thirst. It's got electrolytes. Got the whole nine yards. And you know what else, Pinhead? They got the sugar-free now. What are you doing?
Yeah. Pro tip in the summer, when you're on the beach boozing heavy in the sun, you forget about water. You forget to hydrate. Yeah, sure, you have 8 or 9 Twisted Teas or whatever. Mix in one of these, and you're going to be humming the whole taking the no shower happy hour.
Keep you going.
It's non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free. They even have Liquid IV and sugar-free, like you said.
See?
Check out the white peach, the green grape, raspberry, melon, and lemon lizyme.
Love the lemon.
Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with liquidiv.com. You can get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com. Use the code garbage at checkout. You know what you're doing. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code garbage at liquidiv.com. Does it.
Do it. This is Manscaped, baby.
Manscaped.
This is Manscaped we're talking about. We're not talking about dirty bushes in the front and backyard. Do yourself a favor. Clean it up. Keep the property value up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want them going down there and getting lost, and you got to send the choppers in to try to find them. You got to call the Coast Guard. Keep the nuts clean.
Take care of the boys.
The rock star of the organization over there, that lawnmower 4.0. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Use it in the shower. It's got a light, ceramic blades, never jams up, great power on it, smooth sailing.
4.0 is old news, big guy. They got the 5.0 Ultra.
What?
They all come with, they got the 3.0, the 4.0, and a 5.0. They take care of you.
Jesus.
They're innovating. They're like,
they do make moves all the
they
time.
They do, dude. They're constantly innovating. All Manscaped trimmers even come with a travel case and a travel lock feature. It's time to do the damn thing. Upgrade the Manscaped and have the best pubes ever.
Nice.
Whether you like a nice little trim, something short, you go bald eagle, like the kid, whatever you want, it's up to you. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code garbage at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code garbage at manscaped.com. You want the best for your boys, and you want them to look the best they've ever looked, you trust Manscaped. Do it. I remember one memory that stands out. I guess my mom was off work or working nights or whatever it was. She was around that day, and my brother and sister were probably in junior high, And so they had
7th and 8th grade.
7th and 8th grade for us.
Hell of a time.
And 9th at the time.
Ooh.
Our school was 7th, 8th, and 9th.
That's weird. That would suck. I love the high school was freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, because that freshman year, you need that buffer. You're rolling into high school in 10th grade?
Yeah, I think to me, I mean, I don't know if it really matters. To me, this is one of those things where you're like, I experienced it this way, this was the best. I mean, the argument's like, it's cooler that when you're 9th grade year, you're big fish, small pond. I was running shit.
I
running
guess you
numbers.
Were. You're like an adult at that point. The difference between 8th and 9th grade.
Vinny with the skinny was buying us beers. Fucking, you got little fucking 7th graders running around flexing on
I guess
them.
Maybe that wouldn't be bad. Yeah. That always goes back to my fantasy that I always wanted to go to that that boarding school. That, what's it called? Not junior college. Prep school. For an extra year.
That shit, that was, no. Was none of that to. Stuff ever.
I never got to be Johnny Cool Guy. Would have been nice.
You're pretty cool now.
Thank you, buddy.
I was talking to Toby. But my mom, it had snowed in like April, and they gave a 2-hour delay, and I found out they were already up, and my mom, I woke up, I come stumbling down, probably, I don't know, second, third grade, something like that,
mm-hmm.
Wiping all the fucking eye boogies out of my eye. My mom's got pancakes going on like a Wednesday, dude. April. I'm like,
who's dead?
Yeah, I'm like, what the hell? And she goes, there's like a little bit of snow on the ground. They're like, 2-hour delay.
North Koreans broke through, huh?
Fuck. All right. You guys have been great. I'll see you in a bunker. I'll be in the crawl space.
It's all squirrel meat after this.
Oh, yeah. It's the last meal. Fucking old Aunt Jemima pancakes. She used to make them thick, too. I don't know what she was doing. They were all right. Man, the perfect amount of char on them. Oh, baby. I loved my mom's pancakes. They ain't telling me nothing.
Dude, that's my dad did all the pancake cooking in my house.
Yeah. Well, my dad left, so my mom had they weren't gonna get made.
They'd be a little burnt.
And a little cold by the time I got them.
But
hold on. So she goes, my brother and sister have like a glimmer in their eye, and my mom's like, I'm like, what the hell's going on? She's like, 2-hour delay. I said, and pancakes. All right. And my mom goes, I'm not making you guys go to school today.
What?
Greatest day of my life. She goes, it's snowing in April. Who knows what the hell's next? I said, all right, let's go.
I like that paranoia.
Yeah. You ain't leaving the house. It's snowing in April. Stay home.
Not coming again.
Stay off to keep the phone lines clear. Yeah.
I'm not coming to pick you up through Revelations.
Yeah, exactly. Start pick you up, you're speaking in tongues. Yeah, I was like, that memory sticks out. I was like, one day she's like, as a family, we're chilling.
I love it.
Probably went to Blockbuster, got a couple of videos.
I know your fat ass went back to bed for a couple of hours. Hey, keep those pancakes on. I'll see you in 45. I got some unfinished business upstairs with Miss Cindy Crawford.
I was a young man at the time. Yeah, love man. That. That was a fantastic one.
The 2-hour delay is the biggest ripoff ever. I remember every time we got a 2-hour delay, I would think to myself, I hope this bus crashes. And then
I kill myself. Man, you're so.
I do.
You're so spiteful.
I hope
crazy.
It crashes and my mom sues everybody. Mm-hmm. And I used to picture the superintendent. I don't know if everybody hated the superintendent. I don't even know who it was, but that's where the blame started and ended.
That's where the buck stopped.
Goddamn superintendent doesn't know what he's doing over there.
He's like the mayor for the school.
Mayor for the school.
Comes in, he's got his new policies.
My mom used to curse his name left and right. I don't think she ever met the guy.
We had a guy, assistant principal, Mr. Greenland.
Man, took a lot of heat.
And Flip got in trouble. I think Flip got suspended. Or detained for going, Flip would do, he'd go, I'm Danny Greenland. And dude, the guy would get so mad. Hi, I'm Danny Greenland. And dude, he's so what'd you say? Dude, his shirt, he's bald. He looked like Mr. Krueger from Seinfeld. The hair was all fucked. He looked like a disheveled Mr. Krueger. His shirt was always untucked.
Greenwood,
like
you couldn't smooth a silk shirt if you had it.
Ah, I'm Danny Greenland. That and my mother smokes.
Man. It's all right.
Good times. All right, let's see here. This one's from Jose. Shout out to you.
Mm-hmm.
Salutations, garbage godfathers. Is it garbage if your aunt names her daughter after herself? I've heard fathers naming their sons after themselves, but never a mother. For example, her name is Tabitha Jr.
Oh, that's weird.
That's rough.
No, I don't know.
That's a gender specific. This is Tommy Jr. This is fucking Timothy Jr. the third. For women though,
maybe
Megan Jr.
Jr. No, but Lil Kath.
I get like, hey, I'm Megan and I'm naming my daughter Megan as well. That's even now that I say
but
it.
But then now
I don't think I know anybody
I've
with
never
that.
Heard of that before?
It's only men.
Your grandmother, sure.
Say
your mom's name's Kathy and your grandmother's name and her mom's name was Mary. I'm gonna call her Mary after my mom.
Yeah, or like the middle name, some sort of it's whatever after
sure.
my god and my grandmother, my
sure.
whatever.
But
that
wow.
makes sense.
Yeah, you never see that. Ever.
Oh.
That's crazy.
And maybe I don't think a lot of little girls want to.
Hi,
I'm Cindy Jr. That's
no. Is there no? Can I ask you to Google? Is there no?
See if also. I'm sorry. I'm throwing something else at you. See if Junior is gender specific.
Yeah, I was gonna say, or see if there's a female version of that, like Mrs. or something.
The female equivalent of Junior is Junior.
Ooh, man, it's a rough broad. JR. Yeah, I ain't never heard of that. And I know Italians are, but the Irish are very. My grandmother, it's like there's so many Kathleen's, Catherine's, you know, that's it's like Marie. It's all so and so. My grandmother was this, right? It's very.
Well, her name was Mary Catherine. Her name's Catherine Mary.
So, yeah.
Remember when the guy sent the lawyer that sent us over the thing about where my family was from? Mm-hmm. They're all Terry, William, boom, 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 all down the line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very much. Yeah. I mean, that makes sense.
I want to keep that going if I have kids.
When are you thinking of starting?
I don't know.
In your 70s? Or late bloomer. See if your guys don't swim.
I'm going to have blue chews.
All right, let's see here. This one's from Tyler. $10 corporate responsibility representative.
Ah, I like that.
That's a guy really fucking
representative.
Churching it up. Ever had your dad convince a mechanic to forge an invoice showing a faulty speedometer in order to get you out of a speeding ticket back in 06?
Holy shit.
I never thought of that.
No. Why do people get so mad about getting pulled over? And the reason I asked this is because I was watching The Sopranos the other day where he gets pulled over by
the cop.
Rock. You ever watch that show that he was on? He was the trash man. It was a family comedy on Fox.
No.
It was called.
He was a motorcycle cop who then was working at the Home Depot or the garden center.
He was in a cruiser, but yes, he was a law enforcement officer.
Mm-hmm.
But like Tony got so mad.
That's a power thing.
$60. Who gives a shit?
I know, but that's a power thing to him. That's like, hey, I'm taking care of you. But like, you can't do this to me.
I know, but anytime anybody
people aren't getting that.
Anytime anybody gets pulled over, it's like, what is he pulling me? Oh, this is crazy. There's people doing this. You were speeding. Take the hit.
I told you when I got pulled over in upstate New York, which I haven't taken care of that parking ticket, that ticket yet. They don't send me nothing.
Oh, fuck. That's right, dude.
They don't send me nothing.
They're going to come looking for you.
You probably
got a bench warrant out.
Send me something so I can pay. I don't have the information.
See if there's a bounty on this guy.
Me
and T-Bone do a little collecting. Dead or alive.
Don't come in here. You've each got fucking baseball bats and handcuffs. You got Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Bounty law.
I
got to get that taken care of.
But I don't know where I was. I can't pay online. I didn't have any checks, and they don't send me nothing.
Oh, man, they're waiting for you to slip up.
Yeah. Also, but when I got pulled over, the cop was shocked. He's like, "You know why I pulled you over?" I was like, "Yeah, I was speeding." And he's like, "Yeah, how fast were you? You know how fast you're going?" I was like, "Yeah, probably like 85, dude. I was cooking back there." And he's like, "All right, here you go." I was like, "All right." He was like, he didn't know what to do. I guess because most people go,
Yeah, whatever. I remember one time.
That was my first time ever being pulled over. Second time ever being pulled over.
I was cruising through Bluebell one time. Not that long ago. Within the last 10 years. I was cruising through, I believe, and I was having a heater. And I drove by a speed trap, okay? And I think I might have been high at the time.
Smoking your reefer?
So I instead of throwing the cigarette out the window when I was done, I was done with it. I field stripped it, okay, and then kept the
smell
brutal.
Yeah, he rubbed the cherry and tobacco out.
Yeah, and kept
so
the
just
filter
paper
because that's really where the littering is in the filter. That shit don't go away. That's forever chemicals, whatever the hell they're called. That's around for a long time. I ended up in a turtle stomach. That ain't cool. Dude pulls hits the cherries on me, pulls me over.
For doing that?
Saw it. Pulls over. He's like, he comes to the window. He's like, I saw you throw that cigarette butt out the window. And nice I go, one. This one? And he goes, oh, all right. Yeah.
Yeah. I would always.
I'll still take the ticket, sir.
I always saw.
Saluted him.
Thank you for your service. I always thought you could be like, well, what? Like, can you find it? Does
See,
that
yeah,
stand?
I'm not playing that game.
I'm not. I mean, I'm not doing that.
Make
but like,
your
in my
quota.
Head,
make your quota. Do what you got to do.
I understand that. I'm just saying, like, is that a legal defense of like, well, can you find it? Can you prove that I threw it out? I guess their visual thing is enough, right?
I'm not a smart man, but if you wanted to piss off a cop, hit him with something like that.
I'm just saying
can you find it?
Well, if I had, I'm just saying if a lawyer, whatever, like got pulled over for, you know, whatever, it'd be like, where's the evidence? I'm like, well, I saw that. And it's like, well, there's got to be some way out of that. I'm telling you.
Sure.
That's all I was thinking. It's just ways, you know, of a bored lawyer.
Sound like a troublemaker to me, punk.
Yeah, that's right. You hear that? Local PD.
Yeah, Brian Dennehy on your ass. Fucking walk you out of town.
How them booze tastes, buddy.
Yeah, no kidding. Run in my mouth. Oh, what cigarette? I don't smoke.
Well, you tried a Johnny Cool guy on with, is this your card?
I didn't hit him like that.
Yeah, well, you did when you retold the story. You sound like a cool guy.
Sure.
I'm trying to impress him. Yeah. Yeah, no.
I just saw it coming.
Sure.
You know?
You know, I get that. I'm just saying there's got to be some sort of, and listen, I'm happy to, you get me, you got me. I also look at it as like, I've broken enough laws in my past that if you want to give me a speeding ticket, by all means, I'll plea this out. You know what I mean?
It's your karmic debt.
Yeah. Hey. You know what I mean?
Never get me for the Kennedy thing. Is that Woody Harrelson's dad said that or something like that?
This has to be about Kennedy.
What's that from?
That's what I don't know.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, he said but then I think that was debunked. I don't know.
That's pretty good.
It was in the acid, I think. Pretty heavy. Big tripper.
Real guy Ken, like this, real Ken Kesey,
guy like
you know
this
what I mean.
Psychedelics. all right, this one's I never heard of. This is from Appreciate Ya. Is it garbage to bring a travel pillow, the neck pillow, to a movie theater?
What?
It's not classy, but it might be nice.
I find those things to be wildly uncomfortable.
I understand, but I think the only time I ever use them, you're in a...
Get no turn.
You get the screen's in front of you. What do you got to turn for?
Exactly. No, but I don't like wearing those things.
I understand, but I'm saying the only time I've ever really tried to use them have been in uncomfortable situations. It might add to the comfort if you're in a big, comfy movie theater chair. That's what I'm saying.
Did you know that on the plane, the thing comes up a little bit, and you can also squeeze in the... Sides?
Not all of them, but when you can, they're nice. Oh,
that's great, man. Yeah. You don't need the neck pillow. You got it right there.
I know.
I got a question for you, fellas.
I'm listening.
When you go to the movies, do you put your feet up on the seat in front of you?
If nobody's there.
I only do it if someone's there. I go, let's dance.
Real tough guy, this guy, this episode, isn't he?
Try to prove my feet were on your chair.
Are these my feet? yeah.
I do. It's disrespectful, I think, to anybody. And even if no one's there, it's like I was raised in the feet on the furniture isn't ideal. You know, it's like, I don't love it, but I will do it if I get comfy.
Were you allowed shoes on the couch?
Shoes on the couch.
Shoes on the couch.
No.
Oh.
No. We were not a shoes in the household. Like if you came home from school or whatever, it was shoes off in the garage or shoes off in like the vestibule area, like the little whatever.
Gotcha.
Shoes on, like, yeah, if you run in or whatever, if you're leaving, so you didn't have to take them off. It was like, you know, case per case basis, but yeah, shoes off at the crib.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
let's see here. This one's from Tony S. You ever use your thumb to scoop food on your fork or spoon?
Yesterday, and I thought about it.
I'm okay with that.
Very.
I got caught.
It looks bad. To outside person, it looks real bad. It's real gross.
I know.
You take your knife and do it. Yeah. But I mean, I did it so long. It's like so second nature.
I remember I got spotted by my sister at our dinner table. It was rice-a-roni, which it's tough to get those last couple of stragglers. You know what I mean?
Sister, you're preaching to the choir.
So I didn't do my thumb.
Them long greens. the vermicelli noodles?
Oh, man. I love me some rizzaroni. I love it.
What is that, man?
It's crack.
Pasta.
San Francisco
pasta
crack.
And rice mixed together.
Full spaghetti.
Man.
Fresh herbs.
The certain amount of moisture was great. Like when it was real moist was kind of not soupy, but moist.
I know.
And then also the dry. When it dried out the next day, that was all right, too. Can't be like the beginning and the end.
Dude, the description of Rice-A-Roni stings.
Hit me.
Rice-A-Roni is a boxed food mix.
Oh, that's not good.
That's what you eat in a bunker.
They probably legally had to change that over the past years. Thanks a lot.
You chop up some chicken or some hamburger meat and put it in there.
Oh, that's quality food mix.
Get yourself a meal.
I used to pick around the...
You got a stew going, baby.
You got a stew going, baby.
The beef ones? I used to pick around the carrots. Not a fan.
I love the carrots.
I mean, I like them now, but back in the day, I was a non-veggie kind of kid.
Dehydrated carrots? Oh. I can imagine you being wary of them.
Oh, yeah.
I used to even like when I would
do... paint chips out of my shit.
When I do cup of noodles...
I used to dump those out because they'd be on the top.
Oh, I used to eat them like marshmallows. I'd crush them first. No. Why are my noodles getting soft?
I used to open it up, dump those out, then put the water in.
Huh. Interesting.
They were just like, if they felt like pieces of Legos.
It's
sets
not
or
good.
Something. Yeah,
it's
no.
It's not good.
I'm like, I know this isn't great to be eating to begin with. I ain't eating whatever's, banging around on top.
They have some of those.
These accessories.
They have some of those ramen noodles under a microscope, and it's a whole world down there.
Can't do it.
Little mites and things crawling around. Same thing with strawberries and stuff. There's things on everything. There's bugs on us right now.
No.
Yeah, there are. Crawling all over us.
Mites, they're different. They're not bugs.
Yeah, they're bugs.
You can see
they're
bugs.
They're not horses.
You can see bugs. Mites are just organisms.
No, they have little bodies and little legs.
I get
and shit.
That, but you don't see them.
They're there.
That's fine. There's a lot of stuff on me you don't know about. Poop. Dingleberries. This one's from Ted. Is it garbage to chase a tequila shot with a hot sauce packet?
Mm-mm.
I don't hate that.
Mm-mm. And we had picklebacks for the first time not that long ago.
I don't do the pickle juice.
Down there in Nashville. I thought it was all right.
Picklebacks are the best.
I mean, like, it scientifically works, right? It's like the whatever, the base and the whatever. Like, it's...
Yeah.
It complements it.
Sure.
Or,
I'm totally okay with that, with a tequila and a right down.
That's pretty good.
Throw in a lime there afterwards.
Yeah, how about, you could do like Tabasco on a lime would probably
work,
too.
Ooh, that'd be good.
Can you see if that's a thing? Tabasco, like a hot sauce on a lime chaser or a hot sauce chaser?
That ain't bad.
Because this seems pretty ideal. The packet makes it a little trashy, I'll give you that.
But it's so, boom.
I know, that's like self-contained.
Mm-hmm. That ain't bad.
If they were selling shooters at a bar, I'd be like, here's this and here's this.
And what's the stuff called? Chihula that I like?
Cholula.
Cholula. I love that stuff.
Yeah. I'm not a chaser guy. I'm straight up.
Sip a beer. Right?
No, I'll typically let it burn.
Really?
Yeah, for a minute.
Ugh. Fuck that.
Because I feel like the consistencies of them, if they go down at the same time, they start beefing in the esophagus a little bit.
You know what I had?
I start getting that fucking water running up my throat.
What I had not that long ago, and I don't really have a lot of experience with high quality liquor. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I've never had like Johnny Walker Blue or anything like that.
Not for me. Too smoky.
But by accident, I thought I was ordering Don Julio, a shot of it, but it was Don Julio 1942.
Yeah, is that like their high end one?
I guess. It was expensive as shit, and I drank it, and man. That was, I didn't need a fucking chaser for it.
Yeah.
It was smooth as butter.
Mm-hmm.
Also banged me over the head. Let me fill you in on Bespoke Post.
Cool guy shit.
Cool guy stuff. Gang, life can get boring, but it is springtime. Summer's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do a little bit. You want to have some cool stuff around the house. Do yourself a favor. Get over to Bespoke Post and get that box of awesome. It shows up at your door every month. Got cool guy stuff. We're talking pocket knives. We're talking hammocks. We're talking outdoor stuff. We're talking stuff for the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Good, good time. Wow, you're friends with it.
Yeah. It's one of those things. Everything I have from Bespoke Post, someone comments on.
Sure.
Like, If you're using one of the bags, you got something, some sort of style, accessory, whatever it
the
is.
The smoker for the whiskeys.
They come over and go, oh, you got one of them? You go, yeah, I got one of them because I'm not a bozo. Go to Bespoke Post. That's what you do. We also love the Box of Awesome. Support small businesses. 90% of everything that comes in your box comes from a small, up-and-coming brand, so you're helping the little guy. Not these big corporations.
These fat cats on Wall Street, we love.
Yeah, if you send a check. You get a free mystery gift with your first monthly shipment when you sign up for boxofawesome.com and enter the code garbage at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code garbage for a free mystery gift with your first monthly shipment. One more time, boxofawesome.com, code garbage down.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sheath Underwear has been with us since Jump Street.
Uh-huh.
They support a bunch of podcasts.
Oh, geez.
They keep your wiener and your testicles dry.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say testicles on TV?
I think so.
Fair enough.
We're not on TV.
Testicles.
How it works, Sheath Underwear has two pouches, one for your balls and one for your Johnson. Or you can mix match. Maybe one ball in one ball in your Johnson in the other.
Have fun with it.
Yeah, whatever you do. It's your choice. Your ball, your Johnson. You pick.
I keep one in my top pocket.
I keep mine in the dresser drawer. Finally, you can have a life where your boxers aren't moist and uncomfortable. The fabric of them, everything is precision.
It's nice.
It was the first piece of clothing was ironically underwear where I went, oh, this is adult underwear.
Sure.
This is no longer, I'm buying it at the CVS, I'm jammed up, no bunching, it holds tight, it makes you feel sexy.
They get better as you wash them, too, I've noticed.
Oh, they do. They're all right. You go to sheathunderwear.com, use the code garbage to get 20% off your first order, plus Sheath Underwear's 100% money back guarantee.
What are you doing?
That's sheathunderwear.com, promo code garbage. Shout out to Rob, the owner. Get Sheath Underwear, support the show, support your balls, do it.
This sounds so good.
Hit me.
Okay. It's a tequila chaser called a sangrita, and it's Cholula, orange juice, grapefruit juice, and lime juice.
I'm with it.
All in like a little shot glass?
In a little shot glass. It looks like a little tiny Bloody Mary.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
That's so good. Just crush them down.
All day whacking ponies.
Not bad.
Pretty fun.
Yeah.
Huh, that's pretty good.
All right. Man, I could taste that right now. It's delicious. It's like those ginger shots that we get.
Come on, let's get a relapse going.
You guys are making it sound nice.
What are we doing?
Time.
All right, this one's from, I guess it was a couple episodes ago. This is from New Pauline, $10 homie, never had one read. Is it garbage to say hot water heater, referring to appliance that is a water heater?
Hot water heater.
It's a water heater.
Really?
You're not heating hot water. You're heating water. It's a water heater.
Nah, I think that's a technicality. It's a hot water heater in my house.
Yeah, but it's not a...
No, that's like a hot microwave.
It's double redundant.
Redundant. Hot food oven.
Redundant. Double negative.
It's not a double negative.
Fraction. Long division.
Double negative is like, you're not a fat ass. Right?
Is that specifically to me?
Or I'm never not doing whatever. Is it double negative?
I thought it was when it equals zero.
Don't not go.
Don't not go.
Can you get an actual example of a double negative? Why
we're stupid. Man,
it's crazy. We're really showing our ass in these past couple episodes, too.
Hot water heater. We used to call it a boiler. Can you call it a boiler?
A boiler's a bigger thing, I think.
Is it?
I believe so.
Huh. Interesting.
Okay, double negatives are created by adding a negative to the verb and to the modifier of the noun.
God,
shut up.
Shut up.
Shut your ass.
Adjectives, adverbs, etc., or to the object verb. I won't bake no cake. I can't.
That sounds good, though.
Yeah. I can't go nowhere tonight.
I ain't going nowhere.
I can't go nowhere tonight?
Yeah.
Why? That sounds like that's perfect. I can't go anywhere tonight.
No. Yeah, that's different. Not nowhere.
I can't
go nowhere.
I can't go nowhere tonight.
I can't go anywhere tonight.
Is the proper.
I suppose.
But I can't go nowhere. Wherever it is, I can't go. No, nowhere.
Yeah, so that means you can go places.
No, I got the ankle monitor on. I can't go
I
nowhere.
Can't go nowhere. Yeah. I got to be here.
See, you had the ankle monitor. Now we're making sense here. Yes, it's garbage. We're fucking trash. What do you think?
I also saw one, and I'm drawing a blank. I don't have it in front of me. And
coleslaw.
Yeah, I mean, I've been getting hammered with the words.
Gold
stuff. is it envelope or envelope?
Envelope.
I say envelope. Like, it's envelope.
But what's when you push the envelope?
You're pushing the boundaries.
It's what you do, baby.
Right. But is it the...
You can't eat that many Doritos? Watch me push this envelope.
No, that's envelope. I think they're two different words. They're two different things, aren't they?
In my head, listen, I'm probably wrong. I've been wrong on a lot of this over the past year. T-Bone, you got to get on that. I'm sorry, there's a lot of looking up. To me, they're the same thing. You're pushing the envelope.
But what would that mean?
Like, it's a big letter busting out of the
seams. I thought
scenes.
The envelope was like a stratosphere of space or the atmosphere.
You thought it was part of, like...
That, no, I thought it was a term that meant that. You're pushing, like, okay, there's an envelope that you put a letter in, and then there's an envelope. An envelope is some type of
it's like invisible boundary. So, like, NASA would be like, he's leaving the atmosphere, now entering the envelope?
No. He's pushing the envelope by leaving the atmosphere. Does that make sense? It's like further.
It's, in my head, it's the packaging. You're mailing a real big letter. And the envelope's busting at the seams.
Okay.
Pushing the envelope. I guess I do say envelope. Envelope. Pushing the envelope. Envelope.
I think with that phrase,
it's
envelope.
Is it spelled with an E or an A?
It's all spelled the same.
Wait, you thought that was... I mean, I didn't...
Yeah, I thought it was envelope. Thought it was a different word.
Pushing an envelope.
I'm sorry, I didn't get brain food on test day. All right? I got cigarettes put out of my hand. Okay? I didn't have those fancy bacon, egg, and cheese.
Yes,
although Patty's banana pancakes were pretty goddamn good. She'd load me up on sugar and carbohydrate. I'd be half asleep by second period.
Pushing the envelope means testing limits and trying out new, often radical ideas. The expression comes originally from mathematics and engineering, where an envelope is a boundary. So kind of like,
see?
But you thought it was a part of the Earth's atmosphere, which is
not. But he's not wrong.
Yeah,
he's,
but
he
they're
is
not
right.
Referring to like pushing the envelope, like you're stuffing too many clothes into a laundry bag.
Like the envelope, you is a certain. You're in the
radius.
Certain thought process of this, of like we're within the envelope of this law of physics.
Google the definition of envelope. And there'll be if there's two definitions
in classic H.
He
Foley
just did,
fashion.
Didn't he?
No, he. Googled the phrase
oh,
pushing the
okay.
Envelope. Give me a straight...
Which you were both very smart and dumb about.
Right.
I knew I was dumb the whole time. I ain't never claimed to be a smart man.
All right,
but I know what love is.
This only has two, but that can't possibly be right.
Go ahead.
A flat paper container with a sealable flap.
Uh-huh.
A covering or containing structure or layer, the external envelope of the swimming pool.
There you go. That's what
the
they're referring
the envelope.
To. You're pushing the envelope.
Wow. Big man. Maybe he did have those bacon, egg, and cheese this morning.
Oh, my God. We're so dumb.
What?
It's something that envelops.
Envelops.
I don't
yes.
know what that means.
What to surround?
Cover. Envelop.
We're in. Yeah, I get that
Kevin's
now.
Kevin's perspiration enveloped him. Sweaty.
I don't know why you're being rude. I just said you were a smart guy.
Toby Stank enveloped him.
You ate the whole envelope of spaghetti. Did I use it right? And yes, I meant the package. You mailed yourself spaghetti, the native.
So there you go.
Huh. Wow.
I got marinara in my paper cuts.
Envelop.
Is that blood? Nah. Marinara.
I have a little headache right now. I feel like I'm about to get a nosebleed.
Ooh. Okay. This guy's Ivanka's. All right, this one, this will be good for me. I can't believe I haven't thought of this. This is from Kate. Have you ever discreetly Googled how to use chopsticks? I should totally do that. 100% don't know why I haven't thought of that. I just, yeah, because you guys are good with them, right?
I'm nice with them.
I'm bad,
but
man.
I don't think I'd use them in the traditional sense. Somebody that really knows how to use them, they can tell how you grip them. Mm-hmm. I don't think I grip them right, but listen. I ain't going hungry, I'll tell you that.
I just learned a bunch of chopstick etiquette. I break all of it.
Yeah, you're not supposed to poke anything. You're not supposed to play with them. You're supposed to put them down. Don't put them into the bowl.
You're not supposed to point at stuff. I'm big on pointing.
Yeah.
With them.
Yeah, why not?
It's like bad luck and stuff like that.
If you rub them together, like people tell you to, it's you telling the restaurant that you think they're cheap.
No. Oh, because...
Are you like getting the fibers off or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, getting that's the wood off. If they're low level chopsticks, you do that. You don't get a splinter on your tongue.
Of course, but you're also letting them know what you think.
Well, what do you mean? Go to the Restaurant Depot. Get better chopsticks. I like the wooden ones. I've used metal ones, and they're crazy.
You feel like a scientist or something, or a robot.
Can't get a
got
grip.
Metal fingers.
Can't get
here.
A grip on nothing.
Hey, Foley.
Lost, I just lost like five dumplings.
Foley scissor hands. Yikes.
Yeah. I love eating with chopsticks. Eating regular stuff with chopsticks is fun.
No, not for me. I just got to get better at it. I don't have enough practice. And they weren't introduced to me until very late in the game.
Oh, a few years ago.
Okay, let's see here. This one's from Ruben. Is it garbage if your great-grandfather got electrocuted shimmying up an electrical pole to steal power from the neighbors? Nah, that checks out on my end. I respect the hustle, but it's like you should be having... If you're going to do that, have somebody who knows, I'm assuming, knows what they're doing do that.
I wonder if he made it.
I don't know. I don't think you can take a zap from that kind of power. Like, you can get the light socket, the whatever can zap you, and that's like, you know, pedestrian.
Oh, he didn't have the right gear. I had winter gloves on and shit.
Yeah, he's probably hanging, can't get off. Yeah.
Oh, it sucks.
That scares me.
Whew, man.
Did you see there's that video going around of the kids on the third rail?
He just keeps falling.
He grabs it, and then he grabs the girl next to him. And then
she gets it?
Yeah,
their buddy gets them off, though.
I made it to the end. I scroll past that.
That third rail is frightening. I'll go near that thing.
No, never. Not once. All right, this one's from Parking Lot Donuts. Is it garbage to invite your weed dealer to your wedding? I mean, no. You know, it depends how boys you are.
Yeah.
And then how do you, because at some point you're going to have to, your boy's going to have to describe how he knows you to somebody else at the party.
They all know. I tell you what, after the cake and a couple of drinks and you're done with the dance floor, he'll be your goddamn best friend.
Sure. Unless he's like too much of the weed dealer. You're like, buddy, tone it. You can have it on you, but you're not
white fucking... guy with dreads.
Yeah. Sup? Smells like patchouli or something.
He's got a Rasta suit on.
Yeah. Just like, I don't drink. And he's just fucking constantly, you know, he's like putting a joint out and then like going inside and stuff.
There's few things, or maybe there is, but one thing that
it's
really
just me.
Yeah. It's Toby. I pictured you in a tie-dye shirt when I was in my head the whole time.
One thing that really triggers me is fucking that patchouli stink. I smell that stuff and I get angry.
Mm-hmm.
Because I knew so many bozos in college that used way too much of it. And on a lady. Ugh.
Oh, that's how you. But no, but I like it because that's how you know there's a thieving gypsy nearby.
Bottom of your feet start itching or something.
Oh, God, do I hate hippies.
Yeah.
Hey, you're going to be annoying in 5 minutes. Yeah.
You guys smell that? Smells like I got to leave.
Hey, Starfire, no one gives a shit about your journey. Kick rocks, dude.
Dude, I brought this one girl. She was like a friend of a friend. Brought this girl ended up that I grew up with ended up at a party in college.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, why the fuck did you bring her? She's like, I couldn't get rid of her or whatever. So, like, she was, like, two people removed. We show up to a party, and she was, like, real in her hippy-dippy phase. And she asked it was a Halloween party, and she asked my boy, what are you? And he's like, I'm a ninja, or, you know, whatever the fuck he was dressed up as, like, whatever cheap costume. And she goes, no, like, what are you as a person? And he was like, what are you, a cop lady? He's like, who the fuck brought this girl? Dude, it was bad.
I'm a guy on Molly. Now. Get the fuck away from me.
Stop ruining my high, toots. We had my one boy, Liam, was a hippie. Yeah, more hippie than anyone else, you know. He was hippie.
Sure.
But didn't change his whole personality. He was still okay. But he would still show up in like the drug rug and like the, you know. Had long hair at times.
I like a good drug rug.
No.
On somebody that can pull it off.
No.
I could not. One that's worn in, I'm okay with that.
No one can pull off a drug. Brad Pitt can't pull off a drug
that's
rug.
That's not true. Yes, he can, and so can McConaughey, because I've seen him in one. And he's got
looking
we call
through his windows?
Tight little body.
A TLB.
Yeah,
I think...
I'm sorry. The kids in Dazed and Confused, that one kid, London, I think was his name.
That was more Liam. Like, he could hang with whatever crowd. He wasn't pushing, like, put the dead on or what. Like, he was like, hey, fucking, I can vibe with anybody. But he was more of the hippie area.
Yeah. I love the Grateful Dead. I love Fish. But, man, when in college, the kids would play like the Space or like the live tapes and stuff like that in between. Man. God love them.
Eighth grade.
I get it that they love it.
eighth grade, mushrooms hit pretty heavy. And they all started getting into fish. And this is when, you know, fish.
Fish has got some hits, baby.
And there were, everybody was at a concert for this dude. You might know the name Keller Williams. Does that ring a bell? Not the realtor. He was a pretty big realtor in the area.
I was going to say, it sounds like he makes butter.
Pass me that Keller Williams spread.
Ah, Keller Williams. Well, now it's sea salt.
The maker of finer food mixes near you.
That's pretty good.
And our boy, who was like, who was a big rap guy, you know what I mean? So he's there in like a fitted hat, a jersey, like whatever. But he's just there for the fucking drugs, you know what I mean? And the guy comes out and he's playing, and the guy, thugged out kid's like, Keller, we love you. And it could, when it was quiet, and the guy goes, I'm not Keller Williams. I go, poof, man, swinging a miss. Everybody looked around. This kid has, like, hoop earrings in. he's got a fake diamond necklace on, just so out of place. Keller, we love you. And I'm like, what the fuck? The guy was like, shut up.
Throw some more joints out into the crowd.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
It's all right.
All right, we got time for a couple more here. This one's from Ozempi Tempi.
There you go.
Is it garbage to bend the lid from a tuna can and use it in as a spoon? I'm going to defer to the larger gentleman to my right here.
Been there.
If you're jammed up where you got it, I'm assuming you're using it to eat tuna fish?
Yeah.
Or, like, you're not eating cereal with that.
Yeah, you better be under a bridge and be rocking fingerless gloves.
Sure.
I don't know.
I mean, like, I don't know where you would be where that's the case. I feel most hotels now have that
hotel. Yeah, but
you can get plastic.
It's crazy,
because
at the snack bar at hotels, a lot of times, you'll see little mini cans of tuna fish with the pop top. That's high protein snack,
sure.
Toby. They even come with a couple of crackers. And I think some mayo.
I don't know. I've never... Sounds like you bought it a couple times.
So you can pull a Frank and make the hoagie in your mouth. Remember when Danny DeVito did that? I like to make it in my mouth.
That's the best way to ruin a hotel room. That smell is not leaving.
No.
Yeah, no, I don't. I mean,
I'm
that's
a huge,
tough.
Huge tuna
camping,
guy.
Maybe, if you forget something. But it's like, at this point.
Slice your mouth.
In New York City. I mean, like, we live in New York. In New York City, you shouldn't be doing. Like, you can get. There's plastic silverware within 50 feet of you at any given point.
Sure.
Tuna, salmon, it all tastes like cat food.
I can't do the canned salmon. And I know you like it. I can't do the canned chicken either.
Love me some
canned
chicken.
Dude, no.
Isn't that crazy?
I haven't had it in a long time.
Now, if it's in like a buffalo chicken dip.
No.
Or like something with a lot of sauce.
It's not. It's in a can and it's gross, dude.
Yeah, you don't like.
I used to buy it at CVS.
Oh, no, no, dude.
Or the Rite Aid on Broad Street. Oh,
with
and this is how I would make it.
Yeah, I was gonna say you don't use mayo.
No, so, I put it on a pan and heat it up. Mix in a lot of Frank's hot sauce.
There's got to be barbecue sauce coming out of the mix somewhere.
No, Frank's hot sauce, and it kind of gets together a little bit. The bottom starts burning like a chicken cheesesteak would, you know, kind of.
Uh-huh.
I was making homemade chicken cheese. I was ahead of my time. Emerald, bam. And I take my spatula, and at this point, while that's simmering, I got toast going in the oven because I didn't have a toaster.
When you're doing this, are you washing your socks in the sink, or do you have them hanging over the wood-burning stove?
Are the other fellas at the men's clinic you live at, are they nice? Are they good hangs?
It was a nice shelter.
What if the train's rocking back and forth?
Okay, you just said you've used the lid to eat tuna fish.
Sure.
I was a young man. I was 21 years old.
So hot sauce, what else?
And then...
Gotta be Parmesan cheese mixed in there.
No, I got the...
No, Parm cheese?
Just wait.
If you want a traditional recipe, you're going to need a revolver with one bullet.
I was in case someone tried to come and steal my chicken cheese steak.
To wash that down with. Nice 38 slug. American cheese you had. You
Kraft
had
singles. Kraft single slice on top of that. As it starts melting, take, boom, the toast is now heating up because I had to preheat the oven because that's a big, it takes 15 minutes.
Now, how many of these would a fella like you put down?
I put down two.
Oh, sure.
Gatto. Yeah. And then, boom, boom. So it's probably maybe two, maybe one or two. If it was a big can of chicken, one big can or two small ones.
You know what?
Two ladies' cans.
If you get that char on the out on the bottom,
and the cheese starts melting,
that don't sound too
it's
bad.
It's got a nice crunch with the bread. Couple of screaming Diet Cokes.
And he had a bunch of loose cans.
They're all scratching at the door to get in.
Dude, I'm imagining you cooking in a top hat where the top is like popping off.
Sure. It's like,
oh, with a busted out cigar in his mouth.
Yeah, dude.
My clown makeup's wearing off.
Wearing a sport coat and underwear.
Real nice.
That's real good boot.
We did have a pretty bad mouse problem at the time.
Oh, man.
That was when we put the pellets out to eat the pellets and they kills them. This motherfucker was, I've said before, he was sitting on the armchair next to me, dude. Freaked me the fuck out.
Does he have a flower in the sport coat?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like he just walked out of the crash at 28.
Yeah, he's in the Dust Bowl, dude. Canned chicken steaks, bro.
Coming up with some harebrained scheme to get rich.
I did. I was going to start a clothing line that
we're going to kidnap the governor's daughter.
Stagecoach Kippy is my favorite.
Stagecoach Kippy. Hobo Kippy.
Taking a goddamn shellac.
Riding the rails.
Listen, you would eat it. Don't turn your nose up at it.
I might make it tonight.
We should make it on Patreon.
Ooh, it sounds delicious.
Oh, goddamn. They still making canned chicken like that?
Sure.
I had never seen it until then.
I have started to get a
little... The Rite Aid took diamond dollars, so I didn't have any cash. You had, like, you could put money on your...
Sure.
So I would buy them and get my heaters.
Canned fish has started to pique my interest.
Not mine.
Yeah, like the sardines, the oysters.
What? Canned oysters?
Yeah. Like, but they're high-end ones. I haven't
had
them.
I see what you're saying.
But I don't know. They do them in Spain a lot. They're big on canned fish.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
And there's a guy on Instagram that is going through, like, eating canned fish every day or something like that. Something looks all right, man.
Yeah, it's not my cup of tea.
When it's canned in good oil.
And you eat the bones like that, right?
What, like on sardines?
Yeah.
They're tiny. Uh-oh. And they're filleted to a degree. Anchovies are fantastic.
Can't fillet a minnow. All right, listen.
Sharp knife.
No, not happening.
You don't like anchovies?
Out there eating bait.
No.
Oh, I love them. Dude, anchovies. In Greece, they had, it was anchovies, like red wine, some onions, a little bit of tomato, and like a red wine and olive oil with a little salt and pepper. Man, that with a little tzatziki on a crusty piece of bread. Blah, 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 blah. Crush it.
Yeah, or a nice American cheeseburger.
Yeah, USA, USA.
And an Evel Knievel stunt.
When you search for canned chicken, one of the first places that...
Well, how much is a can of chicken?
Well, I can get you...
Not chicken in a can.
The hell is that?
That's, they put a full bird in it.
No, they don't do that.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
It's
there's no way they still do that.
They don't...
Oh, my
I'm
God.
I'm sure you can get one.
You can get a whole chicken thigh for sure. But I can get you
chicken thighs,
whole chicken thighs.
Survival food cave.
Yeah, this can of chicken's $40.
Let me see it. Pop that up there, Lukey. That's a whole cooked chicken.
Oh, that's dog food. Shout out to Evanger's Organics cooked chicken, grain-free canned dog food. Also available for human consumption.
Is that what it says?
What?
Does it say that?
No, you could eat that, though. It's organic chicken. That's a whole dressed organic chicken.
Keep your coat nice and shiny.
Wait, the name of this company is Avengers?
Avengers?
Yeah, they have... No, it is dog food. I have the same thing. I was like, oh, I found... They also sell human products.
There's no way that they're selling whole chickens in a can.
Yeah, they do. Sweet Sue canned whole chicken without giblets.
Oh,
that's gonna cost
what?
You, that's
no
gonna,
giblets.
That's gonna cost you extra.
Dude, I'm buying it.
This
for
review on Amazon said this chicken was interesting and not what I expected.
Good conversation. Yeah. What are you talking
about? He also
about?
Ate it right out of the can on a plate. Jesus Christ!
Oh,
you fucking animal
with a tuna fish lid.
Oh man,
that's crazy. I assume you didn't like.
Oh, dude, also hold on. This one is can arrived with a dent. There was no option to have it replaced? Question mark. What a waste of money, buddy. If you're eating a can, you're eating a whole chicken out of a can. Who gives a fuck if there's a dent? You got bigger problems.
Yeah, that salesman's already on his way to the next town. I assume you didn't like to watch the cleaning process of the turkey or chicken as a kid.
No.
Like when
I
that little bag comes out of the chicken?
Interesting enough, it didn't, you know, that wiener type thing kind of scared me.
The neck?
What?
The gizzards?
The neck or whatever? It looked like a schlong. A big one at that. A big turkey. Hey, Mom, am I going to get that big?
Is turkey Italian? That's the deal. It's got a hog on him. It's a family dinner, I thought.
Yeah, I didn't. It didn't bother me too much. I don't like seeing the skin when it's skin. Does that make sense? It's too human. It feels like I'm eating humans.
That's why the French do something where it's like chicken or goose
they
or something.
They put it in their mouth?
It's in like a bag. It's almost, it looks like a latex bag. And they open it up. It's real fancy. They open it up at the table. I don't know what the bag is.
Don't do your turkey in a bag? We do our turkey in a bag.
You do?
Yeah.
Are you joking?
No.
Turkey in a bag?
Chicken in a can, turkey in a bag. Our Thanksgiving turkey is cooked in a bag.
No, it's not. Stop screwing around.
I swear.
What do you mean? A bag of what? Like a ShopRite bag?
No, it's a turkey bag. It's called like oven roasting bags. I don't have all the answers.
No.
Yeah.
We used to do pot roast. I know you. Well, that's.
Want me to call Denise?
Holy shit, that's weird. How does it get crispy on the outside?
I think it's all done in the bag.
No.
Toby?
I would say it's more of a sack.
I know there's.
Duffel.
I know there's roasting bags. I get that.
Yeah, that's what it is.
But hey, your turkey? No, that's not right.
It's like a
big
ass.
It's un-American, I'll tell you that.
It's like a big ass turkey condom.
That's
how to cook a turkey in an oven bag.
Why would you be doing that?
I don't know, man.
Just put it on the rack and put it in there in a big pan with.
I'm not the one doing it.
She's cooking it in a bag.
Yeah.
These broad screwballs. That's crazy. How does the skin won't get crispy?
It does. I'm telling you, it does.
I'm sure you take it out of the bag at some point. And then put it back in to get it crispy.
I'm telling you, it comes out crispy.
Oh, God. I've seen that shit. That's gross. They do it at French restaurants. I can't.
If you're aiming to cook.
If you want to weird everybody out on Thanksgiving.
Extra juicy, tasty turkey with plenty of flavorful juices for gravy, oven bags are the best method.
I don't know.
Yeah, you take it out of the bag for the last 15 minutes and it's really crispy.
There you go.
But the idea is that all of the juices contain.
Stay in there, yeah.
Yeah.
Trojan turkey.
Apologize to my mother.
Trojan turkey bags.
She also cooks her pancakes in a bag. I should tell you. All right, we got to wrap it up, gang.
Ah, gang, what a fun one. We love you to death. Uh-huh. Come see us at Town Hall in New York City, baby.
Yeah.
Biggest show we've ever done. Mm-hmm. If you're in the tri-state area, there's still some tickets left. Grab a ticket. Come out and see the boys. We love you, and we'll see you next week.
Peace.